I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I would like to share a sweet story by Eileen Mitchell. It's about a kitty, Goldie, owned by Linda Fadak. It's called Kitty Who Loved Mint, a Cool Cat. About 1 month after we lost our first cat, also to cancer, my husband went against my wishes and brought home two very tiny kittens. I had emphatically told George I never wanted another cat because I couldn't stand the thought of experiencing such a painful loss again. But how could I say no to these two precious kittens? We named the rambunctious orange and white kitten Goldie and called the shyer charcoal and white one Heidi. She was supposed to be my cat, and Goldie would belong to George. But from the start, it was Goldie who stole both our hearts. She was a pistol, that cat, running full speed to the kitchen where she'd take three flying leaps from floor to counter to the top of the cabinets and then hide. We'd frantically search the house, fearing she had somehow gotten outside, and then finally look up to see her greenish-gold eyes peeking down at us. She did that for years and tricked us every time. Goldie had quite the nose for scents and was constantly seeking out tempting new smells. We learned to keep the bathroom door shut after catching her nibbling on a bar of soap. Almost every night she would approach me, making meowing sounds indicating that I should follow her down the hallway. Then she would stand on her hind legs, tap the bedroom door knob with her paw, and meow to be let in. When I opened the door, she would peruse the room, sniffing perfume bottles. This was one of her favorite activities, and she did it several times a week, right up until the day she died. Goldie's absolute favorite scent was peppermint. Whenever I ate a piece, she would awaken from even the deadest of slumbers and come running, sticking her face up to my mouth and drooling. I would puff the peppermint scent toward her face, and she would purr like an engine at NASCAR. On the October day that George took our ailing cat to the vet, I sent him with a note and a piece of peppermint. The note asked the vet to eat the candy, and as he administered the lethal drug, to gently blow the smell toward Goldie's face. I wanted my sweet girl to drift off to her favorite scent and feel my presence, even if I couldn't muster the strength to be there in person. 1 week later, I received a card from the vet offering his condolences and letting me know he'd done what I'd asked. We still have Heidi, who's nearly 19, plus five more cats to keep her company. But oh, how we loved our peppermint kitty. I doubt we'll ever see a personality like hers again. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.